Hey.
What's up, beautiful?
Nothing, chilling. Sorry, I was going to call, and then my phone was like, I'm at 3%, and then it shut off, and then I had to turn it back on, and every time it turns on, I have to redo all the settings.
Oh,
and, well, and like,
my
I have to...
glitching out and, like, fucking getting slow as shit.
It's, there's a lot of processes going on in there. It's a lot of heat generating. Yeah. They're made to... I don't know. I feel like they're disposable. So, But yeah, yo, my fucking... I had to redo my call record thing. Every time I turn... Every time... My phone, like, resets all the time. And the crazy thing, dude, is, So it just... It just reset. It was set at 3... Was it 3%? When I turned it off, turned it back on, it was at 68%.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It does that shit. Yeah. All right, so I legitimately, I'll even vouch the fact to say that it is broken, dude. And I wrote some shit about it today. We're going to do, did you look at the stuff that's on there?
Oh, hold on a second. What?
I'm talking to Ava.
Oh.
Did you look
what
at?
What do you want to do, Ava?
Oh.
Yeah, well,
all right,
what's up?
No, you're good, dude. Yo, kid, children are the most important thing that we
fucking
have.
Beautiful, bro. Kids are... Kids are awesome.
We learn our greatest lessons from them. Being trapped with them for this past year has taught me a whole shitload of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So my phone is definitely broken, and I'm not... Yo, are there fuzzies flying all over in the air where you are?
What, from, like, the dandelions?
No, dude, it's like it's snowing here.
Yeah, it was like that a couple weeks ago.
But it's not, it's all fuzzies. They're huge. Like, some of them are the size of fucking baseballs and shit, dude.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was like that, like, last week I was mowing the yard and shit, and they were all over the fucking place. I was like, yeah, it was like it was snowing. But it's funny, like, after it all subsided, like, went away, there's no more fucking dandelions left.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's gotta be what's in the air, dude, because it's literally... From left to right, it's like it's snowing on my street, dude. I'd like to say that it's all the magic in the air, but I don't know if it is.
Throw your glasses on, bro.
and run in the street and get hit by a car.
No.
I was riding my bike this morning, dude, all over the place, you know. That's what I was gonna say. did you look at the content that I put up there, on there?
On Spotify thing?
On the podcast. It's not just on Spotify. It's on, like, six different things.
Yeah, there was just two of them, right?
No, okay, so there's a bunch on there now.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, I didn't look at that.
And it's okay. We talked about it before where you were like, put them up. So there's the intro... And then the first calls on there, the original one, were, and then the follow-up to that call where I called you when I was at the gravel pit, or not the gravel pit, at the lake in Connecticut, and it was all dirty as shit. We were talking about Ashton's project.
Oh, right.
So yeah, I put that one on there. There was one that when I was on airplane mode for 7 days, I recorded it in the woods while the kids were playing. In the creek, so like that's on there now. I'm gonna put the Chance one we had on there.
You hold back your neck.
Yeah, and well, we're gonna pick that up too. But because I put it all on there, and this one's gonna go on there, and I'll even say on this here because it's the old ones are older calls. You know what I'm saying? Nobody knows what's in between the calls that they heard and how much time and all that.
Right.
So
it's
kind of cool, but we're going to say that I looked at my device to see what today was. I'm pretty sure, and it resets a lot, so I'm pretty sure that today is like June 11th or 10th. Is that right?
It's the 9th, yeah.
It's the 9th?
Yeah.
Yo, my phone definitely said it was June 11th, bro, or 10th. I don't. Okay, so that just shows that. You say
that, and I'm not like throwing dates or anything.
No, you're good. Go in there, Chance. Go inside. No, you're good. I just.
But they're saying that the 11th is gonna be something special going on.
We are the something special going on.
Hell yeah! Well, I'm talking like military.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Space Force and shit like that.
Oh, that's I like the Space Force. Let me check on this kid. Hold on.
Hell yeah.
Hey. get off of that screen and go get on the educational screen for your educational screen check-in. I love you. So Gaia sent me, this is the new segment I'm going to make, all right, because I've been, obviously, as you very well know, after the airplane mode thing, dude, my device really stopped working well. Like, that's when so I've noticed a couple of really weird things. I was just looking at my phone because I took a screenshot how the battery went from 3% to 68% as it shut off, right? So I'm not magical, right? It's just a phone. We'll say that in the real world, it's just a phone. So the phone does not work properly, so I should probably get a new one. And that's going to be the intro to this segment we're going to do. Gaia sent me to Walmart today, and AP and I went to Walmart, and yeah. She sent me to Walmart for two things, right? And I have not talked to her about this. It was just she sent me there for two things, and we went to get it, and that's where I got the name for the segment we're going to do. And the segment... And we're gonna have to do a couple volumes because there's a lot of information in here.
Okay.
The segment is called Screens and Scripts.
All right.
Okay. We're not gonna get into it real big right now. I will talk to you about. I mean, obviously, we'll talk more about it. But I wanted to put that out there because it's gonna be. There's a big thing with the devices, the screens, the medication. You know, there's a lot of information to it. So it's gonna have to be a couple different volumes. And I was in the woods thinking this morning, obviously, and I was like, you know, we really are gonna have, like we're gonna have to pretty much own all of our truths, and that's fine. And the thing is like, okay, so the people that will listen to this don't really know who we are, but like I'm Harry Potter, you're Steve-O. We have both done some pretty shitty fucking things to people. Not only our loved ones, but random strangers, right? And that obviously was a learning experience. But where we are now, we are about, well, tell me that, here's your, tell me actually, or do you want to tell me about the accident and how you're a cyborg and that, or do you want to just start with what you're about, like, you know, this is you too, bro. This is what I'm saying. This is you too. So what do you want to do?
I will tell you I should be fucking dead. Someone was looking over me because I'm pretty sure I should be dead. Like, I got beat the fuck up.
So I would almost be able to say that maybe it was... You're alive for a greater purpose.
Yeah, it wasn't my time. I'm here to do something tenfold of what I was doing. You know what I mean? And even you know this about yourself. You're so much better than what.
Oh my God! You have never been doing. Go back. Oh my God! You know what I'm saying? Changed so much. And I'm inspiring children, and I'm coaching kids on this street that are run amok, and like they don't understand anything. And did I tell you when they came over here with the jump rope and they were like, I didn't record phone call, my phone was resetting, so I missed a bunch of calls. But like, right, so these young kids had never even seen a jump rope, and they were like hyped the fuck up over jumping a jump rope one time, and it was like hype man. The one was, the kid was doing handstands and shit. These kids don't have these lessons. Right, so I definitely should be dead many times over. And in the past year, we'll say, because it's June, in the past year, I probably should have died four times. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but yes, we have it wasn't your time. So,
no, it wasn't, no. But yeah, I was fucked. I mean, I still feel the pain from it, you know?
Right, well, I remember when I told, we were talking about something, and I was like, the power is in here, and I was touching your chest. Like, I forget that you still have broken ribs from that shit?
Yeah, they never healed up, right? So it's just like scar tissue just holding them together.
Nice.
Yeah, instead of connecting back together, they just folded up on each other and then just stuck like that. So
ouch.
Like, I still sleep sitting up, because if I lay down for too long, it cramps right up, and I can't fucking...
Right.
Like, do a sit-up.
Do you take pain medication?
Fuck no.
Good. Well, I know the answer, but I'm asking because, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
that's and that's good. Why don't...
I did the first
Yeah.
Oh, why don't I? what do you think? I'd be sitting there popping them shits like Skittles.
Right. Correct. As did, many of us did. Right. Yeah, I just wanted, and yo, because like I said, this one is, as soon as we're done, I'm going to put this shit up with today's date, because there is a gap between these episodes, and some crazy shit has happened, dude, from the car, all these things, you know what I'm saying? There's so many different things that have happened So do you, no pain pills, okay, and you're at home, you're not working, and that's because you're home with kids, right? Yeah, so, yeah. What almost killed you?
What almost killed me?
Yes. This last time. Hold on, let me specify. Oh, yeah. This recent time that ended with you in the hospital. What?
I don't know what almost killed me. I mean, getting hit by a car was pretty
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing. I love you so much, dude. But it's such a great story because, like, it. I mean, it's not. But out of the tragicness,
you know, before that, I was drinking like a fucking fish.
Right.
And it was getting bad to like almost back up to almost like every day, every other day shit. And it wasn't like, you know, a couple beers here and there, Potter. It was like,
yeah, get it in, 18 pack, then the bar type going in. Yeah, man, I know what it is.
It was getting Steve-O style, but
Steve-O, I fucking love you, bro.
I sit back and I look at it. I'm like I didn't do any favors. I didn't do anything around the house. I didn't fucking pay attention to Erica. I didn't pay attention to the fucking kids. And I'm just like, oh shit. And I think that accident put me in that position. And I was in the position to we stopped to help people out that had already gotten hurt.
Where were the tell me, because like I said, tell me where. What do you mean you stopped? Tell me,
I was riding with a lady to work, and we pulled up to the exit to get into Corning.
Right.
And there was a car like flipped around sideways and shit on the ramp, so we stopped to make sure they were all right.
To do the right thing to make sure people are okay, right?
Because
being late to work versus somebody's life is honestly, you know, that's an easy choice for me. I'm going to make sure you're good.
I can say, like, right. Hey, listen, that was a good deed. And then a dude coming down the highway. Granted, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Dude coming flying down the highway, fell asleep, and then just fucking took everybody out.
So took the car you were in. What'd you guys? You guys pulled behind this lady or whatever? I've never really heard the full story, honestly, bro. We never really dig into it, but
we pulled up out next to the median where the ramp exits off, and then the highway, you know, going towards Horseheads.
Yes.
And so this dude just fell asleep and then took us out. I don't remember any of it. Like I remember calling 911 for when we stopped.
Right.
To make sure that those guys are alright, and that's the last thing I remember.
So he probably hit your guys' car, and your guys' car hit.
Yeah, but I was standing outside the car.
You got pinched between them two or something?
Yeah, apparently I did. And then once the ambulance got there, they said that I'd pushed the fucking car off me and shit, and was just like walking around like, well, whatever. My fucking arm's all torn up, I got ribs popping out.
Like The Walking Dead. Now,
I didn't even steal it, though.
So, you know what I mean? And you don't now you don't. Really. Well, that's where I was going with that. And now, so you don't really remember the incident, right?
Yeah, no.
But it was crazy, and it could have definitely killed you. I would consider that to be a traumatic incident, bro.
Hell yeah.
You know, we all have traumatic incidents, whatever they may be. But like, I would rank that on pretty fucking high for traumatic incident. So.
Well, and then like when, because I didn't really know what happened, and when the doctors and shit were coming in, I'd go for checkups, and they're like, "You don't understand how lucky you are. Like, your injuries were fucked up, pretty much.
You should be dead, bro."
I mean, my whole left side of my chest is all the nerves are gone. Well, they're not gone, but they're.
You can't feel them, like my fingertip. You can't feel that shit.
No, I do feel it.
Oh.
You could punch me right there. I won't feel it. But you could just tickle my fucking nipple and shit, and I'll be in.
Ah, don't forget your safe word, bro.
Pancakes, pancakes.
Pineapple. That's mine. Pineapple's my safe word. Now they all fucking know, dude. Right, so, and that's... That was a fucked up, tragic... I remember my sister ended up at the... How long were you in the hospital?
A little over a week. Yeah, I couldn't leave until I got my oxygen back because I had holes in my lungs and shit.
Right. That's crazy. I'm glad that you're still here, bro. I had...
Yeah, me too, because I... And just, like, this awakening. God, there's so much shit.
Right, I thought about... So this is kind of what I've been thinking, and I'm like, and it's not, I'm not really doing this for myself, like, I see all these things, and the farther I get away from the screens, the more I see shit, and that's really why I wanted to start doing this now, like, I need to call you every day, because I feel like I'm stretching too far away from screen life, like, we go to dinner,
right.
And we... play Uno together. There are no cell phones or there are no devices, no screens at our dinners. And we go out to eat and we go out to eat and it's because we're restaurant people. And it's like everybody still is there are ones out there that are enjoying the company of others, but there's a lot of screens in it. And like people look at us like we're weird, dude, but we have so much fun, dude.
Yeah. You sit down and boom, there's a fucking screen right on your goddamn table.
I said, well, that's correct. They're everywhere. I said to Ashton this morning, he was watching Netflix and he said something to me, about riding the bike. And I was like, because I forgot I could fly. I'm like, I legit need to ride this shit by myself, whatever. And as I'm trying to explain to him that I just want to like ride by myself this morning because he's doing remote learning, whatever, that like, you know, we're going to ride later, but I need to do my little flow thing. And so... He was, like, watching Netflix, and I was like, yo, you need to stop, dude. And I'm like, what you don't realize, and I'm going to tell you this for your own good, is that this screen, I can pause this, and then I was like, better yet, I could punch this TV, smash it in the street, I could then go to wherever, purchase another overpriced piece of electronics and I could rehang it on the wall after I drywall whatever and plug it in and I can resume this show right. Yo, you need to slow the fuck down, bro. This dude, yo, man, my kid draws on the side of the street with chalk. That's that entitlement shit, man. Like, you ain't even looking at nobody. You're worried about your time, your speed, your and that's when you're gonna fucking run somebody over, kill some kids. Slow down, dude. Yo, it's for real. So but anyways, like, oh, fuck, man. Oh, so I told him, I'm like, yo, and I can turn that show back on. I said, but you know what? I said, those 5 minutes that we just had, we can't get those back. Stop looking at you. I was like, stop looking at people like they're disposable, man. I'm not disposable like a TV or a phone. There is only one of me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And there's only one of him. And there's only one of you. And as much as we are all so much alike, we're all so different, too. And that's what makes us all unique and beautiful and all that. But, like, we put the electronics in our shit. Yo, I'm going to fucking throw a rock at this dude's car. No, I'm not. I'm just kidding. That's not a good thing to do. So, he just flew right back down. So, anyway, so I'm just saying, like, these moments you can't get back. Like, we can't have last week... when we sat and bullshitted, we can't have that back. You can light that. You could do that. I mean, you could do whatever you wanted to any device, and you could still get that Netflix show, which everybody definitely needs to watch. The Social Dilemma, right? That's a great thing. The dude was like, "Yo," the dude was like, "Nobody went around saying bikes are destroying society." Yo, I ride this bike all fucking over the place in this little ass town, and I'm just waiting for somebody to be like, "This dude on his bike destroying the world." Like, I'm just waiting for it, dude, because I'm just joyriding. I'm not endangering anybody. I'm not cutting people off. I'm not none of that. I'm just cranking. All right, so I talked to Ashton this morning about how that shit is on now on the internet. It'll always be here. And, like, on some real shit, Steve-O, we talked about this before. We were like, yo, this is about documenting our shit, our lives, whatever. Like, I could die tomorrow. And you know what? Honestly, I've tried to help in lots of different ways, and I've made up for a lot of things that I've done. So I would not be 100% okay with it, but I would be somewhat okay with it. And my kid would be cared for, all these things.
Well, and there's the thing. All those things that you did in the past, you can't take that back. You can't. change.
Right. Well, and it's that if you
just forget about it.
Well, like, that would be like you saying, I almost died in this accident every fucking morning to yourself. And, well, you could be like, boo-hoo, poor me.
Oh, and then that would, that's just negativity. And that would make me fucking.
We go back to these traumatic events.
Yeah.
Everybody does it. Nobody wants to talk about it because it's all traumatic. I already put the shit on there. Like, that's what it's all about. And, like, if you constantly revisit these tragic events from when you were a kid or a bad relationship or a traumatic where you almost died or any of those things, if you revisit those mentally every day and you... You essentially feed that. Depending on how you view it, you need to view it the proper way, because if you don't, dude, that's what this awakening is. And that's where I was kind of go. People
is live in misery.
Right.
I want you to think about that shit.
I think when they say ascension or when they say awakening or whatever, I think people think of it more as like a magical fucking portal or something. And it's really not. Like, I wrote some nice shit about consciousness and shit like that.
Right.
But,
right.
Like, so it's really the matter. We'll say awakening. I could have I just had an awakening. But, like, we could say if I never had to pay any of my bills, right? And then all of a sudden I had to pay all of my bills and I learned how to pay all of my own bills, I would then be conscious of paying bills and what it takes to financially survive in the system. Like, now that I'm conscious of that, I am now awake to that. And that's really all this awake, because for a long time I was like, what do you mean awakening, ascension? Like a fucking portal's gonna open up and I'm gonna walk into the sky? No. But until you,
you have to do. And the ascension is self-work. It's working on yourself, so you're able to see these things and feel these things. And
I think you're very well. You kind of are right with it's the sky is not going to open, but I think once humankind together realizes that it has this electronic fucking one consciousness and they use it. And we're going to go into that with the screens and scripts. But, like, and they use it in the right way, we can literally be in space in a record time. There's so many creative people out here in the world, and they're all so disconnected. And they all are like, yo, what is going on in this world? And, I mean, we are two of them. That doesn't mean I'm going to solve the fucking time travel mathematically, even though I think I might have. Well, dude, then that's like, it's whatever. Like, I am not educated in that department, but I've read lots of books and I find lots of self truths. And honestly, I own my bullshit. There's a lack of accountability among many people, as we very well know. And that's another awakening, is seeing that you, like, if you're in a shitty relationship, yo, and I'm totally putting the call about the package that I sent on there. That's going up. That's going up, because that shit is good. So, and I listened to it. I listened to it, and it's good. So, yeah, that one's real good. I was listening to it yesterday. So, I lost it, dude. I don't know.
I know. My mom said she went out to lunch with my dad's sister's daughter, kind of cousin, I guess you would say.
Right.
Yeah, and my mom was fucking red-pilling her and shit, and because her stepdad got the vax, and he got blood clots and shit in his lungs.
Right.
And my mom was like, this is not right, and then they were...
How old is your mom? Just throw that in there.
68.
Okay. Just because, like I said, people are going to listen to it, and they probably want to know, because...
Yeah. Well, it's because my mom, like, I started red-pilling her, and she's like, well, I think you're nuts. They've always thought I've been fucking nuts for years.
Individuality, we kind of fear and push away what we don't understand, and we even do it with children, dude.
Well,
they did it to us as kids.
Yeah, and then to get into my mom's head, I had to be like, yo, religion, mom. Because she was like, I just find it kind of funny, I can't find a church to go to that, and it's just, it doesn't seem right, it's not the same, and I'm like,
I don't think the whole world has changed. Like, everything has changed, dude. It is literally like I walk in another world, dude.
By a script written by the evil.
Ooh, that's a different kind of script.
Right.
Well, but it's gonna play.
But those screens have the same script, and they're popping it right in our fucking face every fucking day, every day.
The longer I spend away from them and I spend out in the real, or what, in the physical world, the more I spend time out there, the more I find my own truth and investigate, and my search for knowledge has not stopped. I'm still reading, and I'm not going back. I'm not getting a new phone either. We're gonna touch on this. That, like, I got an S20 fronted to me. Thank you so much for fronting me this $1,600 phone, because my Note 9 screen cracked, whatever. But like, I dropped that one, and the screen cracked on like day 46, and my warranty didn't cover it, and the screen is $300. But like, I have an S20, and I don't use it. Now my Note 9 doesn't work, and I am still paying on the S20. And the S20 doesn't have a headphone jack, and that's where this is really gonna go. And where the fuck is my headphone jack? What kind of phone do you got, dude?
I just got a fucking Samsung fucking knockoff. It's like a 51 something.
Does it have a headphone jack?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, well, the S20 Ultra, which is the one I got,
right,
does not have a headphone jack.
Huh.
So, like, this is gonna be in the screens and scripts thing, but when, like, we'll just, because I love how we talk, because we really do bounce around from things. We stick on topic when need be, but like, there, my phone doesn't work anymore properly at all, so I should just get a new one, even though it costs $1,600. And now with this new one that I get, roll with me on this, with this new one I get, it doesn't have a headphone jack. So when you told me that I needed Beats by Dre's headphones that cost me $280 that had a cord on them, and now I have to buy a new phone, and now I can't use my Beats by Dre headphones that you told me that I needed to buy because I don't have a headphone jack, does that mean I have to buy new headphones? If I have an iPhone, should I buy the new headphones for $600? No, motherfucker, I'm broke because of your shit. Now I gotta buy your iPhone Max. It's got no headphone. You know what I'm saying? Like,
That
alone, dude. You're talking $1,600 for a new phone. I don't check what, but that's, my screen told me that's what it was. And then I know I heard it on TV, like, oh, get your iPhone headphones or whatever. They're $600, you know. So that's I bought a vehicle for $2,200. You're talking $2,400 right there, dude. That's $2,200. Yeah. Sorry, like it's ridiculous. And that's, you know, but I'm broke, bro.
Make sure you run out and get your new iPhone.
Right. You know what the cool
shit that all the other ones did, but this one's purple, dude. One's purple.
This one, we called this one the Max, the iPhone 26K. Yeah. Right, like, I'm still broke, and they're like, yo, get in line, because there's not enough. Dude, there is plenty of those fucking telephones, dude. They're disposable. Yeah. Dude, we live right by Corning, right? Okay, so they make the Gorilla. And
I'm hoping they go down because they got balls.
You were employed with them, correct?
Yeah.
We don't have to continue into that, but you did work there, right? Yeah. So they make the Gorilla Glass. We don't have to talk about departments. None of that. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They make the Gorilla Glass for our phones. Now, I remember when I had a Gen 1 iPod, like the one with the screen.
Yeah.
Like, that shit fell out of my pocket when I was doing shit and, like, skidded across the fucking road before, had a metal back. Yo, that shit did not crack unless you fucking punched it with, like, rings on. Yeah. Okay, so that was in 2007. Why is it that I got a brand new, top of the line, best of the best, 5G S20 Ultra? Yeah, we'll front it to you, and you can pay us over time. And why is it that, like, dude, at the time, I was trapped in my house with no car. I didn't go anywhere at all. My kid was going to school. This was recent. You know what I'm saying? I need to know, how long ago did the accident happen with you? I didn't ask you that. I needed to know.
It would be 5 years in August.
5 years. Okay, cool. Yeah. I did want to put that in there. Right, so I was just sitting in my house. Like, I didn't even drop it. I don't think, because I didn't drop it out of a car. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even have a car. So, like, it's not like I threw it. I was in my little tiny tomb of a fucking shoebox apartment, right? So, like, I don't even know how it broke, but I think it fell off of the kitchen table or something. and the screen broke. Now, ironically, maybe it landed in the 1 in 1 millionth spot where it's going to crack the screen, but the touch screen doesn't work anymore. The stylus does, but the touch screen doesn't work. And I know that there's a special sensor in there for the touch screen. That's why the touch screen works. So, right, dude. I'm saying it's just, it's, I wrote it down, and I don't know if I want to read it right. Actually, I might read it and just put it in there. But it's like, I don't know if I'm, I don't know. I'm going to show you this fucking book, dude. Oh, here, there's a cool thing, right? So my phone resets every morning. As you know, I have to fucking do my settings every morning. All that shit wipes. And it's not even every morning now. Now it's like when the phone decides to turn itself off because it's that broken that I just need to buy another one. Although, the Note 9, which is what I have, is not that old.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I use, a Note 9 with a stylus. So, I don't know. I don't have money to buy a new phone.
There's, right now, dude. There's a book that Jason Q had shown on a podcast, something electric. I can't, I'll look it up and give you the info for it because it's right up your fucking alley.
Dude. Well, and that's, I've been, I got a new Mark Twain book I got to read because we didn't talk about the bridge, we didn't talk about the bridge troll that I met, but we can and we will, and I haven't gone back to see the bridge troll, but I totally plan on going to see him. All right, so I just, this is in, I'm going to read this all in the fucking, in the, screens and scripts, because this is all what's going to come into play. But I did just did some numbers, dude, and I'm like, yo, Beats headphones are $200. The Note 9, when I finally paid it off, I'll just throw that as $1,000. S20 I got was $1,600 fronted. I bought some cheap ass Bluetooth headphones. They were $20. They worked like shit. And then I bought some real nice Sony ones for $250. And that, okay, so I won't even go, but the total, you're totaling like $3,000, right? And a lot of it now, like, it's going to be wasted money because my headphone jack disappeared. Like, I don't, you know, Bluetooth, we're not even going to get into why the Bluetooth shit doesn't fucking work. But, right, so my question is, and this is the thing, is cars, TVs, radios, cameras, and all that shit from the 80s still work. You know, all these things still work. Cars, all this old stuff. My Note 9 is probably 2 years old. But it's phased out and it doesn't work, or, well, you know, because the crack in the screen, a screen crack has made it to where, right. So, okay, so, right, I want to know, and I think that other people want to know this, and this is why we are doing this. I want to know where my fucking 3.5 millimeter headphone jack went on these new phones, because none of these new phones have headphone jacks, right? Okay, so here's what I wrote, all right? I wrote, who decided that was to be removed? They did. Guess who sells the Bluetooth headphones? They do. Who upgrades the software? They do. Who uses the devices? We do. Now, I know from watching the fucking political bullshit on TV that Chuck Schumer uses a fucking flip phone. I watched it ring. I watched him silent it. I watched him flip it and close it and put it back in his pocket. Now, he uses a flip phone. We know that Zuckerberg pays China millions and millions of dollars, right?
Yeah.
Who pays the bills for the phones and all that shit to buy all the stuff? We do. Who controls the screens that we own? They do. And that's dude, like, people still use Facebook, okay? And I, okay, this happened to me yesterday, right? My optometrist, the man who used to make sure that we could see clearly, free eye exams, all these wonderful things because sight is important, died, I believe, last year. It's not, maybe, right, yeah, last year, right, so he had a heart attack and passed away. Well, he sent me a friend request on Facebook yesterday, and I was like, oh my God, you're alive, you know, okay, so.
Your stepmom's ex-husband?
Yes.
Oh, shit,
right,
dude.
Well, right, yeah. Okay, well, all right, so I didn't respond to this friend request, but it is his picture. It went up 8 hours before I got to the thing, right? So, all right. And now I, seeing this, was like, what the fuck is this? Because I know that he passed away. And I don't believe that that Facebook, with all the horrible things that are on the internet that are uncontrolled, I highly doubt that if you're in a spiritual realm, you have Facebook to reach out to me and touch me and send me a message.
Yeah,
so
we are made of, like, electrons. And we are electricity. We are power. We are source. So I wouldn't, you know what I mean?
Well, and that's, okay, so, right, this is where I'm going with this. So I screenshotted some shit, and I messaged my brother. And I was like, yo. And he's like, it's fake, LOL. And okay, which I, get it. It's fake. Okay, well, yeah. So now, right, so we, not we, because I don't, many people look at these Facebooks, Instagrams, all these things as if they, and our children learn from YouTube, as we very well know, but we determine the weather, which we didn't talk, the phone call went failed, but like the weather and all that, like, so we determine all these things by our phone, including the date, which my phone is, you know what I'm saying? All these things are determined by the phone. And like, we know, I know, and we could be like, yes, in the realm of spiritual possibilities, yes, this person did connect. But that's not, that you would never use Facebook, because it's a, the Facebook and these devices and these screens are a flawed method. They don't check back against themselves. This is where my, that's where my airplane mode started. Is like, what I saw on the screen didn't reflect and didn't equal in the fucking outside world. And when one side is off weight, none of it works right. And this cycle is way off fucking balance. And that's like, that's where it all fucking started, because it did not compute. And that's why I went on airplane mode for 7 days, which, since we're putting this on here, is an internet challenge that nobody wants to do because everybody's afraid to be disconnected. But Gaia was here the whole time, and you, I talked to you, and in person, nobody died, nobody disappeared, my life didn't fall apart, I'm fine, nothing happened, nobody even called my emergency contact. You know what I'm saying? So, like, nothing happened, right?
I knew if I had to get a hold of you, I just would.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Right. Well, and that's the thing is, like, I had to go, and I thought about this, and this is why we're going to call it Scripts and Screens. I had to go to Walmart to get Gaia scripts because she's all fucking off balance, bro. And honestly, I had to get screens because there's flies circling all the fucking bullshit outside of the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, I needed the screens for the windows or the doors because they're circling just like fucking vultures are, you know, and like, and honestly, Gaia's all right. Gaia's all mixed up. Oh, I switched out Chance's water 4 days ago for zero water only. He's been drinking nice clean water, and he might have upgraded his level of intelligence a little bit.
Oh, hell yeah.
His
That's awesome. He's no longer retarded. He's a little dumb.
It's, well, he's, yeah, he's like moved up from mentally clumsy to fucking just slow.
He from 1D to 2D.
Right. Right. He's still afraid of everything. Still pisses on his feet. So, but it's right. So
my dog does the same fucking thing.
Right. So it's like, right, it was cool, and it's going to be a great experiment because I'm going to continue to give him this zero water because I know that there's no types of pollutants in it. And I was like, I was talking to a guy, and I was like, dude, I'm like, we're going to switch out this dude's water with really clean water, and I'm going to see if his piss still kills this fucking grass right here. Because, yo, she put grass seed in the front yard, right?
Yeah.
Because the grass was missing, right? And it hasn't grown. If anything, it grew really, really fucking slow. So as I was trying to explain some stuff to these children one day, the bag seed was on the back porch, and I kicked it. I didn't, like, anger, rage out, boot it. It's like I was talking about kick, and I just, like, doom, kicked it, and it spilled all over the place, right?
Yeah.
So I need to tell you that the grass seed that I kicked all over the place is definitely, like, 4 inches long right now. And that was probably 2 to 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And like, one of the kids trampled this flower out of the mulch here, and we put it in zero water. And this was probably a month ago, because I know about plants and how to get them to grow roots and shit. And I need to say that this plant that got ripped out of the ground, I cut and put in this water almost a month ago, and it is still green, and it is still standing up, and it is strong, right? So these things are possible. People don't know how to grow plants. It's clear they kill shit. It's easy and stuff. So it's not like that here, right? So, but I'm waiting to see if me taking the shit water, and I don't know what's in the water here, and that doesn't matter, but the thing is it is on file that you can get all these publicly, that it's in the water. Like, I wanted to see, because that's what I drink. Like, I bike like crazy, and I drink a shit ton of water, and that's the type of water I drink, and I've been eating good, whatever, but like, I try to tell that, like, yo, my, your body will heal faster, and okay, so your body is, your plasma in your blood is made up of 98% water. Pretty sure. Not 100% sure. I heard that, but whatever. So we know that our bodies are comprised of, we'll say, whatever, 70% water, some shit. The planet's covered in water. 1% of it is drinkable. Whatever. So And we're going to fix that. But, so if your body is consisted of so much water and you are drinking shit fucking water, you know what I'm saying? Is that why you feel like shit, or is it everything else? Right? It's got to have its own piece in it, because if you build, if you build a fucking bridge out of shit materials, it's going to fall down. If your blood and your plasma in your blood is getting replaced with fucking from good water, and it's getting replaced with fucking trash, soda, dirty water, with whatever the fuck is in it, because we all have, you know, there's all those, but like whatever's in it,
well, you know what's in it.
And you can look that up online, the water board in your state, you can look it up. Yeah, that's, you can totally look it up, and it is there. Somebody's going to want to look it up.
They come back and say, oh, but it's in the water because it's good for you.
Right, well, it's, but it's not. And the thing is the pipes, okay, so the pipes are old. You cannot expect someone to replace that. We talked about that a while ago. Like, that's why you got to have the water filter. And I think in our one conversation, I don't know if I put up, we talked about the reverse osmosis machine. But like, so if you build, we'll just say as if you built your house, you just like your mental house, the same thing, if you built it out of shitty materials, what do you expect you're going to feel like? Dude, I'm not on antidepressants anymore. I took them for fucking ever. I'm not on mood stabilizers. I took that forever. I was miserable on drugs. All that shit is gone. I don't do any of that shit. I read books. I'm not looking at the screen. I ride a bike like fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I forgot I could fly. And, like, I drink good water and I eat good food and I spend quality time with the people that I love the most. Dude, and honestly, like, I don't have a lot of money. I got a vehicle that works. I don't have... Dude, I have, like, two pairs of underwear here, bro. Like, I have nothing here, dude. But I have everything that's important here.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all that, like you said, that's all you need.
And I mean, right.
You don't need the fucking $300,000 house. You don't need the fucking $60,000 car. You don't need the...
We know the material possessions don't... Material possessions don't keep us happy. You might be happy when you get that new shiny thing. But, like, that's also... I'm not going to be any... Like, chimpanzees are known to rip off mirrors of vehicles when you go through Disney. Like, we did that as kids. Like, they'll rip the mirrors off your fucking car because it's shiny. So, we can distract ourselves with something new, overpriced, and shiny, but how long does that keep us happy?
You need
the real love. And that's it. That's why it needs to be unconditional love, bro. Like, you can't, you know, and that's where there's so much deceit and so much shit from everybody. And I think a lot of the people don't know what's going on because you can't trust the screens anymore. We all know for a fact that we cannot trust the screens. People still base their lives off of what that thing tells them every day. What's important? My phone resets every morning. I listen to Spotify still. That's all I do with this phone because I love my headphones.
Yeah.
Right? I got a HyperCloud. They're not Beats. I got HyperClouds, and they're great for gaming, whatever. So I have a planner that I write in, okay? And it's I showed it to you. It's got all the astrological symbols on it. Okay, so I went to take a picture of it this morning because I was going to title the one episode Love. I was going to put the cover of this book on there. Right, so when I took the picture with my Note 9, the camera crashed, okay? It did not take the picture. It crashed, all right? I opened and I turned my phone back on. I opened it up. I got on my Spotify to listen to music, and there was a suggestion for a station for horoscopes. Okay? So, I do not use my phone, and you know I talk to people on the phone and I've been recording phone calls, but besides that, nothing works, dude.
Right now, the NSA listens to fucking everything. It doesn't matter if your phone's on or off, airplane.
Well, and that's
I was listening to a podcast last night, and the lady, and it was fucking amazing. She said the NSA hears and sees everything, but it was used for the bad, but now they're listening and hearing everything
there's a lot of people that we don't know. There's a lot of hypotheticals, but the only thing that I can guarantee in my world of reality is that movie theaters are no longer open, and that all of the people that I knew existed in the movies that I never physically met, many of them, I don't know if they're dead. I don't even know if they ever existed. I never met them, but I know I saw them on the screens. And you know what I'm saying? So I physically never met them. I'm not saying that they're not real, but all those people are not in the public eye anymore. You know, yeah. It's very, and I don't know where they all went, and I'm sure that if they're here, they're collecting unemployment, like, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, so I don't see any of them anymore. So, to me, they're gone, you know, and...
Yeah. Well, they weren't irrelevant in my eyes anyways.
Maybe that's what's important.
Yeah.
Guy is,
all they were was just a fucking mouthpiece for the deep state.
Right, and we're gonna go. Listen, yo, I gotta go.
And then that's all. Like, all their movies and shit were financed under child sex trafficking and Bitcoin and all this other.
Isn't
bullshit.
That funny that that can work like that?
Yeah, well, the reason why they're using the Bitcoin is because you don't have to go through all the fucking regulations you have to do with the fiat dollar, which is gonna disappear soon.
It's all going to. Well, it's,
yeah, as soon as that the stock market is, it's. Crushing down now as soon as it hits down, like down and crashes. That's, I think that'll be the first event that triggers all the other events.
The more, no, dude, we are, it's us. Ah, no. Yeah. It's all, and that's the, dude, that's the beauty of creative human nature is that there are other people that agree with what we talk about in a not hateful way. And, like, they are doing things too. Other people are doing things. Like you said, the one girl in the one phone call that made the video about the guy that traveled back in time to get a part out of an IBM computer. Okay, so my glasses. Oh, I can't tell you that. Never mind.
We'll save that one for later.
Yeah, I don't know if I. Anyways, but yeah, so these movies, people make creative shit for a reason, and we're supposed to build upon it. It's not, you know, everybody can make their own creative shit, but if you look at human society now, it's a bigger dick contest, more or less, where it's, I'm going to build my biggest tower for myself, and fuck your tower. And that's where if everybody just. Worked together, we'd already be in the fucking stars, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no doubt about it. We stopped going to the moon. We stopped going to space. Nobody's looking up anymore. The planes are not flying because they don't, you know, like, nobody's looking up except, like, Elon, you know? These people are looking up, but, like, nobody's looking up. And I think that's some of the reason why Trump brought the Space Force back and did things like that because nobody's looking up. They're looking down at the screens, and everything's fast. I read books. Yeah. Everything runs fast. And they say that it, like, doubles every, I don't know, certain number of years. But, like, the statistics on how fast everything went is now versus what it was when we used to play Nintendo, how much it sped up. They're like, it'll be double as fast, triple, quadruple, I don't know, as fast in, like, another 10 years. So, here's what I'm saying is we don't need to go any faster. Just like when I fly, there is no, dude, without control... speed is worthless without control.
Yeah.
You can go as fast as you want, but if you can't control it, eventually you're going to hit a fucking brick wall. And they make the technology faster and faster and faster and faster. Okay, so you can fly around the planet fucking how many times could that quick, but eventually you have to go up. Like, they have to go up. Like, we have to control that. And if we just let everything get faster and faster and faster and don't look at what we're doing, we're never going to make it.
And that's, where the collective of the people, it'll happen, dude. It'll happen.
I think so. And everybody has their own part in it. It starts with one. Yeah. It starts with people connecting and talking. Yo, I got a new hand symbol, dude, that I've been doing, and it's fucking awesome. And it's, yo, the kids are already doing it at the fucking racetrack, bro. And it's gonna be dope, bro. And it's, I don't know why. I mean, we all have hands. We all have fingerprints that we use to log into our phones, you know? So, like, but yeah, so I started this hand symbol and these kids fucking love it and it's awesome. So, and it's love, you know, that's what it is. So I'll show it to you. So, it's not COVID safe. It's not COVID.
It's not COVID safe.
I don't think it's a COVID safe hand symbol. I'm gonna put the COVID catch call up, dude. And then there's another call that's real long. It's like an hour or some, hour and a half.
Yeah.
So, but it's at like, we're at like 48 minutes. So let me let you go. I gotta put these screens up because, like I said, this fucking flies are circling the bullshit, and I don't need them in the house, the mental house, the real house. And you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
No, I don't wanna eat food that has flies on it. So I'm not gonna feed my brain fucking bullshit information either. So, you know, like.
I gotta dig out my garden today and plant the shit because
you better get moving, dude.
Late with the seeds, so they're ready to go in the ground.
You can get going on that. So, but I will. Go ahead.
So I was gonna say that Erica's mom bought way too much shit, and she's like, "Oh, I got this, I got that," and I'm like, "I already got a. Now I gotta dig a whole nother fucking pit out for some watermelon."
Yes, yes, you do. Oh, they're delicious though,
my
dude.
Kids love watermelon.
Yo, all kids really love fucking watermelon. Yo, my kid will eat a whole watermelon to his face. He'll pick up a big ass bin and walk away with it and sit down and eat it all. You know, it's fucking delicious, and it's from the earth.
It's from the earth. Yep.
I'd rather you eat a whole watermelon than fucking any type of fast food.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yo, it's still snowing here. This is insane. Yo, yeah, I don't know anything about. I haven't found. Somebody at one point was talking about one of the McDonald's was serving people food, but like,
yeah,
see, that's I don't believe what I hear though, because and like I'm not like let me be real. I still have eaten McDonald's since I've heard this.
Well, they,
like,
they have to have a place to ditch the meat after they harvest the
organs. That's just great. That's disgusting.
Well, yeah, it's in the shit is it's all gonna come out. People are gonna fucking during this EBS this seven messages from the president. It's gonna be 3 days long. Yeah, everybody's gonna see this shit, and then. I don't know. I kind of think I'm mentally ready for it, but I don't think I'm going to be. Like, everybody's... Like,
I don't think they'll drop it like that, dude. Dude, I have... When I try to talk to people now, all right, it's being away from the screen as much as I have, right? I'm out in the fucking physical world. People don't understand. Like, I just saw this. Yo, who... Here's another one. Who in the fuck authorized a screen to be built into... every fucking gas pump, all right? Who authorized that? And I also want to know, and this is why we do these things, because we think. Tell me, I want your honest opinion. Do you think, from the things that you know, that the gas pump's slower to get you to watch more fucking ads?
Exactly. I just told Erica yesterday, we stopped to get some gas and shit. We had to go...
This is a common thing among people, bro. You know what I'm saying? They're everywhere now.
And here I am. I cook. That's what I do. And then
this is getting called screens and scripts. This is going to be the first episode right here. I'm sorry. Continue.
And so I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden this thing pops up of how to make this and how to make that. And I'm like, ooh. And I'm pumping along, and I'm looking at the screen. And I'm like, oh, shit. I was supposed to only get $30 in gas, but now I got $37.
Right. Well, the one I was watching, it was like, Microsoft is just selling special Microsoft in their Microsoft store. And then it was like, I put my hand over it. And like, I don't think anybody puts their hand over there all afraid to touch shit now because whatever. Cause like, but like, I may just take a piece of cardboard with me everywhere I go and fucking tape it over the thing. So when I pump gas, cause I don't want to watch. And it's the thing is there's no mute button and there's no option to turn that shit off because you need the screen to punch in your fucking numbers. But that's bullshit, dude.
They blare it over the speakers.
And you can hear it over the speakers. Well, I don't, in a fucking area hold on. And this is beautiful. In a day and age where everyone is offended by everything and how nobody can handle, Fuzzy just landed on my face. I love you. In a day and age where everybody is offended by everything, I am offended that I have to watch ads at the fucking gas pump. And I don't think that I am the only person that thinks that that's fucking bullshit. And we say, with the fake Facebook account, just like with the gas pumps, we say, well, there's nothing we can do about it. And that's the fucking problem. That we can. And it starts with us doing it and starts with people helping other people, not for fucking shit for themselves, but for themselves and for everybody. But it needs to be not selfish anymore. Right.
Yeah,
the filtering.
That's why they fucking cut everybody off.
That's why our shit got taken off of YouTube.
Yeah, I know, right? And that shit drives me nuts. Well, there was 4 views or some shit, and like how many people are on the fucking channel? Like 4.
I think it was a keyword that pinged it in the system, and they took it down. And it just shows it's well. And this happened to me today when my phone rebooted. Google was like, "Remember this from 2 years ago?" And I don't know what the picture was, but I know where I was 2 years ago, and I don't need a motherfucking reminder of how much of a shitty person I was 2 years ago. What I was doing.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to do the better thing now, and I'm trying to be better for everybody, and, like, you know, that's what, right. So, it's like, here's that fucking ding, hey, remember? You know, like, okay, so we'll say, my brother, stepbrother, ding, here's a reminder, shit like that inspires sad thoughts, dude, if you see somebody that died. Or like somebody that will say the Earth girl that I'm in love with, like with a fucking that I see ding and another fuzzy slip. So a ding and it, there's that's gonna make me sad, bro. Like, yeah, exactly. So, but, and like, yes, it could ding and there could be a beautiful picture, but I'm going to guess that the algorithm picks one that's not fucking filled with love. But, well, if no, it is,
that's the algorithm. That's the way it's designed, is to bring out, they know your worst fucking fears, bro. They know all of that shit.
They and do.
They will just fucking hit it on you any chance they get. Well, like, oh, this motherfucker right here is looking to go on vacation or something.
Dude, it just happened with my shit. I only use my phone for phone calls, Spotify, and record calls. I took one picture. The phone did not save the fucking picture. My phone rebooted, and when I got on Spotify, there's astrological symbols of the picture of the book I took, and there was an ad for that, and my phone had just reset. So where did it get that information from? That's even in Spotify that I love, you know?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm telling you. Like, they're on you.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They know everything they already do. And the thing is that the reason that it's not working is because it's not shared with the general public. And that's why everything is so off balance. That's why it's not working. And that's why a lot of us look out and like, we're like, yo, what in the fuck is going on in the world?
Well, and I think I'm not sure how that shit worked with, I think it was Amazon or something you had. To like June 8th to sign something saying you didn't want. They got this new thing. It's called Sidewalk Connect or some shit like that. I'm not sure the whole name or exactly 100% what it does, but from what I get from it so far, if you don't sign that thing saying you want to opt out of it or whatever, even if you did sign it, I'm sure they'd still go.
Yeah, you know they are. They're like, you're going to give a fuck about you little people. Pay our bills.
But I'm just saying, like, it'll share your information with other people on your street, like your whole town. It'll
Right, well, that's what the COVID QR codes, as we talked about, it gives all your HIPAA information, and once they be like, oh, it's not a HIPAA violation anymore, then they can have all your medical records.
Yeah.
They don't fucking care.
It was supposed to be a medical tyranny of control. That's what it was supposed to be. But we put our foot right up their asses.
There was something with the Amazon.
We were talking last night on that podcast. If Hillary Clinton was president, the vaccines would be mandatory. And then the government ordered, thinking that she was going to become president, 30,000 guillotines. And if anybody fucking said that, they would be in concentration camps, FEMA camps, getting fucking guillotined.
You never know, dude.
Yeah.
You never know. It's a crazy off-balance world we live in.
It is.
So off-balance that the astrological symbols are told they are a month behind now. And they say that changed over the past 500 years. So.
Oh, shit.
Well, no, they say that it has, and that's because the Earth is off-balance. Like, I honestly...
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And the Earth is off-balance on its axis. Well, it wasn't like that when they made the astrological symbols, when we had the Mayans, the Egyptians, all the fucking, you know, all the old shit.
Yeah, shit's not lining up the way it used to.
It's not. It's off its axis, dude. And I'm not going to talk about that now. This is going to be the first episode. Oh, that's what I was going to tell you, and it's perfect to end it. Okay, so this is going to be the first episode of Screens and Scripts, and it's about the screens that are in our faces constantly, and we even touched on the scripts at the end with the vaccines and stuff. So what I can say is that the 1% does not exist without the 99, and everything is, everybody is part of the whole, and until people want to say, yo, we are part of this and we want this to be, I don't know, this system needs to be checked. I mean, we have checks and balances in our government. We have all these things that we check. We have, you know, but this system runs amok and controls so much. So the 1% cannot be the 1% if the 99 doesn't give their fucking shit up and just allow them to be the 1%. And that's... Yeah. It's not about revolt and crazy shit like that. It's just about love, bro. Like, if you look out for your fucking neighbor, they will look out for you. And that's all it takes, is one to help another. Dude, that's all it is. We don't have to rise up and take over the fucking world. We just have to say, yo, we're not going to stand for this bullshit technology that, yo, it's a magic mirror that tells lies, yet we allow our lives to be dictated by it. We allow it to control our mental weather.
Hell yeah.
I love you, bro. I'll call you later, bro.
Yeah, I love you too, man. We'll we'll definitely finish this out. We'll fucking...
Oh, dude, yeah. There's much... It's the thing, is like... And yeah, that's why we could talk for another 5 hours. But, like, I have to... I want to cut it, and then we're going to come back to it again. Because it's like... I don't want to do pre-rehearsed shit. These just need to be phone calls, me and you. And that... Because people need to hear real people. And it's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And, like, that's what we are, dude. So, and we're going to continue to touch on who we are and these things that are in our world and what doesn't make sense. Because we are not alone in thinking that the world is fucking mixed up.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no.
100%. No. And we and you and I could talk about that for hours without it being some crazy, you know, so we're going to continue. This one's going to go up, and then we'll... Yo, if you haven't, get on there and listen to the stuff that's on there. Just you know kind of where we're at, because I didn't put the middle stuff up. This is, you know, I'm going to put this one up, though. So, yeah. But I'll hit you up, dude.
All right.
Yo, she's home mad early. All right, dude. Yeah, actually, I do have to go.
All right,
bro. Make a wish. Yeah, I just blew a fuzzy off my wrist. Make a wish.
Yeah, I'll definitely see you this weekend, too,
bro. All right, bro.
All right, dude.
All right, man. Later.
All right, later.